Support for the following podcast is provided by the user experience specialists at Johns & Taylor. More information follows this episode.
What if reaching a new goal means making time to think about the things you are already grateful for? I'm Joe Taylor Jr. This is Search and Replace. Shibani Fainley started writing a blog about her life in Cleveland, Ohio, all the way back in 2010. A few years after that, her website evolved into a jewelry and fashion boutique. She was balancing this creative work with a full-time job in finance, which she enjoyed until she didn't.
I got really frustrated with where I was in my career. I felt like, you know, I was largely underappreciated. I felt like I wasn't doing anything new and exciting. I'd applied for a few roles and gotten turned down. I was in a funk career-wise, and I would meet up with friends, and we would have the same conversation all the time, which is basically me saying, I'm so frustrated. Here's all the things I've done. Nothing is working. And then talking about like how I was unhappy and why wasn't this just fixing itself again?
Shibani realized that her unhappiness at work was spilling into other parts of her life too, and wondered if she wasn't the only one who felt this way.
I was doing things. It just felt like I was taking action. Now it needed to fix itself. And I was just like, I knew I was being a terrible friend. I knew I was not the best version of myself. But I was just like stuck in this spiral of just complaining about something that wasn't changing despite my best efforts to make it change. And so I just got mired in like the things that I wanted that I didn't have. And that was that realization that I had become a version of myself that I wasn't happy with really led me to doing some research around what do happy, successful people do? And what are their habits?
There is an entire industry in America devoted to self-help and self-care, but it's not always easy to discover the techniques that are going to help you out of your own slump. Through luck or fate or just a really effective algorithm, that's where a well-placed social media ad enters the picture.
I got an ad for the 5-Minute Journal app, and that's really where I started just recording these prompts. So basically, the whole concept is you wake up, you start a habit, and it prompts you for 3 things you're grateful for, 1 thing you want to accomplish in the day, and like what you're going to do to make it better.
Outfitted with a new 5-Minute Journaling practice, Shibani, already someone who was making part of her living from writing every week, looked for inspiration on where to focus her thoughts. And that's where the concept of gratitude showed up.
It came down to 2 things that stood out amongst a wide cross-section of people who, you know, I would consider successful in their careers. And they all talked about meditation and gratitude. And so that's really what got me examining what these practices were and taking a deeper dive into what that might look like for the course of maybe 4 to 6 weeks. I started to see that I wasn't whiny the way that I was before, and I wasn't like complaining, and I could have a normal conversation with somebody that didn't have to do with me and what was happening in my life and what my issues were.
Shibani says she quickly realized that the thing she was most grateful for often shared something in common.
The things that I was appreciative of really were little. And it helped me realize like everyday happiness and everyday joy is not really in like the big things. It's actually in the very, very little things. So it's things like a new flower on my houseplant or being outside and seeing a beautiful sunrise or just making a recipe from scratch or things like that. Joy is not defined as the big moments because those big moments happen and they're awesome. But these weren't existential revelations or something like that. It was like, my dogs were really well behaved on the walk. It's a very sunny day. I bought myself flowers. Something like that. It was just like the little things that helped me realize that of all the things that I want and didn't have, and again, it was only really one thing that I wanted and didn't have, I had so much else to be grateful for that I was taking for granted that other people may not have.
Among folks who train people for a living, there's a philosophy called see one, do one, teach one. It means that to achieve mastery of a new practice, you've got to commit to helping other people master the same set of skills. And that's exactly what Shibani did next.
I ended up creating some templates on Instagram and sharing these publicly. And today, so now we're, say, a whole year past when I first started doing this, I don't share them on Instagram every day. And frankly, I don't even do it as a regular practice every day anymore. But when I find myself in not the best mental place or not feeling positive, I go back to that practice. So for example, when we went into lockdown as part of the pandemic, I went right back into it because I was freaking out about having my entire way of life change. I went back to doing the gratitude journal. And I can say that it really helped out. And in me sharing my gratitude publicly, it helped other people share theirs as well and realize it's the small moments that really matter when it comes down to it.
That's Cleveland writer Shibani Fainley. And since we recorded our interview, I'm proud to report that Shibani got that big new role she was looking for. We've got links to her writing, to her boutique, and to plenty of resources to help you start your own gratitude journal over on our website at searchandreplace.show. Search and Replace was produced by Nicole Hubbard, with support from Christine Benton, Connie Evans, Amelia Lohman, April Smith, and executive producer Lori Taylor. Our theme music was composed by Alex Refire. I'm Joe Taylor Jr.
This has been a Podcast Taxi Radio production. Support for Search and Replace is provided by Johns & Taylor, user experience specialists serving media and technology companies that want their websites to work. Learn more about how top-performing businesses eliminate barriers between customers and their goals at www.makethewebsiteworkforme.com.